Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome once again to the on-air birthday party for Laura Ingalls Wilder. I'm so glad that everybody could join us for tonight. And before we get doing anything else, I think we have just a little bit of housekeeping to do. For those of you who haven't listened to a podcast before, I just want to remind you that you can call in. The number is 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll-free, 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And the chat room is open, and we have a few people inside. I'm excited to see all this activity going on tonight, and I'd like to thank everybody who both is going to be participating live and those people who sent in their Laura stories ahead of time. And I think that just about gets us through what we've got for housekeeping, except I should mention I have another couple of episodes. I've got guests booked, but I don't have any firm dates, so I will have to be getting back to you with those. But in the meantime, I think that sort of wraps up the housekeeping. And that has brought up, we've got several people waiting for a call. So how I think this is going to go tonight. We have done, this is the third annual party. And what we did the first year is we kind of talked about Laura's birthday in general. And last year we talked about the history of birthdays, and we learned things like in the 19th century they tended to say many happy returns instead of happy birthday. And we talked about that. But tonight I wanted to do something a little different. I was hoping that I'd get some more participation from the audience. And what I would like to know is your Laura story. And I would either like to hear how you got started as being a Laura Ingalls Wilder fan, or your favorite Laura Ingalls Wilder story. And I think we're going to go ahead and go to the first caller, since we actually have some callers tonight. And again, I appreciate people from doing that. So our first caller is going to be from area code 724, and you're on the air with the birthday party. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, and who are we talking to tonight?
Patty Strio.
Oh, hi, Patty. I'm glad you got in. So what is the what's the Laura story that you want to tell?
Today happens to be my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. So Laura and I actually share a birthday, and I was born exactly 101 years from her.
Oh.
She was born in 1867. I was born in 1968.
Did you know that before you started reading the books?
No. I was in elementary school when I first started reading the books, after the show actually began. And it was the show itself that catapulted me into wanting to read her books.
I think that's true for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I was actually in college, just probably about 5 years ago, I decided to go back for a second degree, because I have a first degree in hotel management. That one worked pretty well for me for a while, but then something happened to me physically, and I was thrown out of the job force. So I've been unable to stand and work in hotels. So I decided to go back to school, and major in English literature. And while there, one of my classes, I had to do just a small research project, and I decided to do it on Laura Ingalls. And that's when I discovered that we shared the same birthday.
Well, that must have been a fun thing to discover.
It was. It was. I mean, I was just tickled about it. And it's just something that I, even in my article when I wrote it for the class and stuff, we had to do a presentation, an oral presentation on it without our notes. And in the oral presentation, I had even mentioned about our birthdays being the same and how they were 101 years apart. And there's noticeable differences, though, within how Laura has always wanted to stay within the colder regions with all the four seasons. I, on the other hand, would love to be in Florida. However, I live in Pennsylvania at the present time.
No. Well, and I hope you're getting ready to batten down the hatches with that storm that's heading your way.
Yeah, we have a rainstorm coming in starting overnight tonight, and then from Canada in through the New England, the upper New England places, they're going to get walloped really hard.
Yep, and the Laura Ingalls Wilder references are already coming into the long winter. Was there anything else that you had learned in your research that you liked, or was it mostly the birthday?
For the most part, it was the birthday I was real thrilled about. Now, in doing some research about her, I was just amazed at the way she was steadfast and firm in a lot of her opinions, her belief system. And it really thrilled me that she was part of the pioneering women for women's rights. Women's, you know, her mom as well, were always pushing for the rights for women to be more part of the community. And one of the stories way back then, I can't remember at the right now where I read it from, but it had to do with her going to a KKK rally where she gathered up a whole bunch of community women and they marched with bells, and you could hear these clanging bells from miles away as they marched into the field. And she marches up on stage and stands next to the KKK members.
Wow.
And I can't remember for the life of me where I read that.
Well,
but it was one of the books. I know it was in one of the books because I did a lot of book research. I tried to stay away from online stuff.
Well, I guess we'll have to do some more looking on that. Thank you for sharing, Patty, but I think we got a couple more callers. If we have time at the end, we may come back to you. So hold on, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks, and thank you.
Okay, our next area code is 443, and you're on the air with Laura's birthday party. And who are we talking to now?
Well, this must be me. I'm Daniel Raby.
Oh, good.
And you know me from Laura Palooza, Sarah.
Yes, I remember. I was glad you got in. You said you were going to call. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, well, I did email you my story, so I don't know if you had a chance to read that or if there was anything out of that that you felt would be interesting for your listeners.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and start telling a story?
All right, I'll sure do that. It won't take that long. I am a native of Wisconsin. I wasn't in the Big Woods, but it was interesting to me to hear about Laura being in the Big Woods of Wisconsin. And, of course, you know, I didn't know exactly where that was until I did all the research. But it turns out, learning more about it, I grew up in the same county as Carolyn Ingalls. That was Waukesha County, Wisconsin. And I was born in the same county where Charles and Carolyn were married. February the 1st, 1860, that was Jefferson County, Wisconsin, which is a different part of the state than the Big Woods. And the other little historical note I have for my family is I had ancestors that were survivors of the Dakota Indian Wars of 1862 that Mrs. Scott refers to as the Minnesota Massacre in Little House on the Prairie. So that was interesting. And actually, after the attack, all of the people that they rescued out of the town were taken to Mankato, Minnesota, which is where we had our great event last July. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my love for the Little House books began in the 1970s. I was growing up, and our local PBS radio station featured a program called The Spider's Web that was produced by WGBH Boston Radio, and they read through all of the Little House books on the program. They had a female reader named Joanne Hamlin, and she also did all of the female parts, like Laura and Mary and Ma and Nellie. And then they had a male actor named Timothy Sheldon, and he did all of the male voices when that was needed. And it was excellent, and we used to listen every day. And then what happened was, after I left home, went off on my own, and I was in college and I was engaged to be married, my mom taped These Happy Golden Years off the radio and sent me the cassette tapes. And so me and my then fiance would go off somewhere alone and take her portable tape recorder and listen to another chapter of Laura and Almanzo's courtship in These Happy Golden Years. And that was an awful lot of fun. And then after we married, on the very first birthday of my wife, after we married, I gifted her with a boxed set of Little House books. And back in those early days of our marriage, we didn't have a TV. So I would read out loud from the Little House books, doing the voices just as I had heard on the radio program. And we had a good time with that. And I even recall later on in our marriage when we had children and we were living in Illinois and there was a really heavy snowstorm. And so I pulled out The Long Winter and I would read from that to show the kids, you think this winter's bad? It's nothing compared to DeSmet, South Dakota. And so for my entire adult life, I've been a Laura fan. And back in the year 1982, we were pregnant with our first child, and my wife and I took a camping trip all around Minnesota and then over into DeSmet. We visited the various Little House sites and were thrilled to see the Long Winter pageant right out there in the field on the site of the Big Slough. And as an adult with all my children grown and living all alone, this last year or so I gifted myself with new copies of the Little House books with color Garth Williams illustrations. And sometimes for entertainment, I will reread these books to myself. And what a joy when I discovered a website which led me to the Beyond Little House last year when I joined the Laura Ingalls Wilder Literary and Research, so I'm probably getting that wrong. And I made the trip out to Mankato, Minnesota for Laura Palooza last July. And I loved meeting all these other Laura fans. And now I'm connected through Facebook and so enjoyable. And I remember last year at our ice cream social when I'm first meeting all these people, I started out by saying, going to school is lots of fun. And of course, everybody else around me picked up and said, from laughing, we have gained a ton. We laugh until we have a pain at lazy, lazy, lousy Jane. And I thought, never in my life have I met so many people who all knew that, like I did. So that's my story, Sarah.
Well, I think it's a good one. I'm glad that you called in and shared it. We got a couple more people on call, and
Let's see.
Now, the next person doesn't have their hand up, but I'm going to double check and see if they had a story to share anyway. So if you don't panic. We'll get you off quick. So this was area code 575, and you're on the air. Did you want to be?
I guess. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Ann Harrison.
Oh, hi, Ann.
Hi. Yeah, well, I have it on speakerphone, so okay. I hope you can hear all right. Well, when I was in fifth grade in 1965 and 66, our teacher read us all the Laura Ingalls Wilder books, and I was immediately taken completely. And it was, fifth grade was a favorite year for everybody in my class, but I was the only one that carried it on with the, you know, the Laura thing. A lot of people say, oh, I remember our teacher read us those, but it wasn't the same. But so fast forward to when the TV show came on, it was like a huge thing. And I was married and I had a small child, and I got dinner fixed and my son put to bed and forbade my husband to speak except at commercials to watch the pilot of the TV show. But so fast forward to 77, and I had attended a lecture at the university, and a number of us formed a discussion group from meeting that night. And one of the very first times we met, there were two women there that I had not met at the lecture, but it was the first time I really knew them. And one of them was talking to someone else, and I was talking over her body to the other lady, and Laura came up. And so the woman's name is Lynn, and she goes, well, Ann, you have to talk to Malvina. She loves Laura, too. So as soon as she finished her discussion, we started talking, and she said, I was going to college at the time. She goes, well, as soon as your semester is over, we're going to Mansfield. And so we did. As soon as it was over, we went together, and we drove it in one day, and we got a hotel in Springfield and spent the night. But we got there before dark, so we went out, and we were able to look around on the property and walk around and sit on the porch of Laura's house and everything. There was nobody around at all. And then we went back the next day and did the tour. And I think I wrote you that they had changed out the wallpaper, and they had little accumulations of other wallpapers all stapled together for us to take home with us.
Yeah, and I had not heard that before. I think that is really nifty. I now really, 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 really want a piece of that wallpaper. I hope there's one out there sometime.
There were various kinds. And I think one of the special things for me being there, we got there early, Malvina and I, and there were no other people there. So I got to sit in the house by myself for as long as I wanted and just feel the ambiance of it and be there pretending I was there with them.
It is always really nice when you can be the lone person on a tour. It doesn't always happen in the summer, but sometimes you can, and it certainly does make you feel like you're more a part of it, more have stepped into the world.
Oh, yes, it's incredible. And I think I told you when I finally gave in and got on computers and I found, I mean, I'd always been sort of the lore authority to anybody I ran into. And when I got online and found Nancy's site, her website, I went from being an authority to a novice immediately. I was like, ooh. So.
Well, the Internet, ironically enough, for something all about pioneers, the Internet has certainly allowed Laura people to learn a lot and to find a lot of others. So it certainly has been a big boon. There's been Laura people I've known since the 90s on various Laura listservs. So it's really kind of been a nifty ride.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, even when I went to Mansfield in 77, it was the first time that I saw pictures, you know, of what they really looked like and everything, but still to see the pictures that people post now, like the wedding pictures of Ma and Pa, those are incredible.
They really are. So thank you very much for calling in, Ann.
You're welcome. Thank you for having the show.
Now, I do have one more caller ahead to talk to, but I did want to just quickly here do a couple of things. Patty Collins had mentioned in the chat room, Daniel, what a cool story about the recording of These Happy Golden Years to share with your young bride. And Patty also said that she hosted a mini birthday party for the staff at her work today. She made a little display of her favorite items and books and had snacks, and she wore her bonnet. And her LIWLRA shirt. And Gina from out west says she made... that she made some, I'm sorry, my chat room box keeps sliding. I made some chocolate crinkle cookies because Laura said chocolate added to the goodness. And Nancy Cleveland says she's been tweeting questions that she and Gina would want to ask Laura if they could. So thank you. I'm so glad we have so many people in the chat room tonight. And feel free, if anybody doesn't want to talk on air but they want to share a story in the chat room, you can certainly do it that way too. Now we've got one more person on hold. Oh, now we've got two more people on hold. So let's see if they want to talk. Now again, if you don't want to talk and you're there because your hand isn't up, that's okay. We'll get you off quickly. But I just do want to check in to make sure everybody gets a chance if they want to. So our next area code is 417.
Hello.
And hello.
This
and
is Philip Bennett. Hi,
oh,
Sarah.
I'm so glad you got home, and I hope everything went okay for you today.
Yes, my wife's doing well. She came through the cataract surgery just fine, and she's sitting here beside me. We're in the living room. Now, how's everything in Iowa? Is it cold?
It is cold, and it is rainy.
Okay.
But we
at
need the water.
At least it's not
so-
ice.
Yes, and we need the water so badly, we will definitely take it. Well, Phil is involved with the... the Laura pageant down in Mansfield, and do you have a Laura story you want to share?
Yes, I'd be glad to. And first of all, I want to say hi to Patty and Daniel and Ann and Gina and Nancy and all the other fellow Laura fans. Yeah, my story, I was fortunate to meet Laura.
Oh, wow.
I grew up in the Mansfield area. Matter of fact, the family farm I grew up on is just about 5 miles east away the crow flies from Rocky Ridge. And every day we'd go to school, we'd drive by on the school bus, and I was amazed by the Rocky Ridge historic home. Anyway, I was in the third grade, and Mrs. Wilder came to school and spoke to the General Assembly about her stories and her pioneer life. And we were all excited about that, but of course, she wasn't as popular back then as she is now. And, of course, my wife, she went to school there, and she remembered seeing her. And it was quite an occasion. And that's what really got me hooked on it.
Well, what was your general impression of her? Did you think it was something that was just really great at the time?
Oh,
or?
I had pictured her. You know, we all have visions and come up with visions of what she may have looked like, you know, reading the books and going through the books. But I had envisioned her being a kind of feisty gal, and as she was when she was young. And but I remember when she was, you know, older, she was walking across the playground to the high school, to the gymnasium there at the high school, and I remember watching her. She was very mannerly and petite and, you know, very ladylike. And I was kind of taken back by that. Anyway, the school superintendent had, we had worked out a little song for her welcome. And the school assembly all got together and welcomed her with this little song. And it was really neat. It was quite an event.
Well, it really sounds like it. So did she... Tell your sort of about writing the books or about her life or her life now or what did she talk about?
Oh, she talked about her books and her pioneer life. And what hell she had to go through and what she went through as a child. And it was very interesting. Of course, I was something like 8 years old.
Well, I've heard people talk about her coming to the school to talk before. Do you know if this was something she did like every year, or did she just do it sometimes?
She may have. To my knowledge, she didn't. I'm not to Mansfield. I think she went to other schools, but in Mansfield, she made one appearance, to my knowledge. My older sister, she remembers, she wasn't quite tall enough to reach the water fountain, and Mrs. Wilder was just finishing and leaving the building. She helped her up so she could get a drink of water. My sister was really surprised that she did that. But she is a very ladylike person and so kind and gentle-spoken. She was a lady in every sense of the word.
Well, I just have to tell you, Phil, the chat room, which has been fairly quiet all night, just exploded when you came on and said that you'd actually gotten to meet her.
Oh, yes.
And they're all saying that they want to meet you now. So,
I'm the publicist for the Lars Memories. It's a musical pageant we put on every year at Mansfield. I still live about a mile and a half from the Rocky Ridge Farm.
Yes.
I was born in 1946. And my wife's born in 47, Janice, and we'll be married, this year we've been married 49 years.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I had to do over again, I'd do the same thing.
Well, that is just wonderful to hear.
Anyway, I want to invite all your listeners and all the Laura fans to come to Mansfield. And our first show is July the 5th.
Well,
that's on a Friday night, and we start at 7:30, and Saturday, the 6th, we start at 7:30. But something new this year, we're going to have 10:30 morning matinees on Saturday only. So our first show is July 5th and 6th, and then next will be August the 30th and 31st. That's Labor Day weekend. And the next will be September the 13th and 14th, and then final weekend will be September 20th and 21st, and the 21st is an annual Wilder Festival, and we have a lot of events downtown, a lot of events for the children. We have a little Laura and Almanzo contest, and people come from all over the country. Last year, we had people from Australia to the play, and several people from Canada, and one year, in 2010, I believe it was, we had a group from Japan, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Fan Club from Japan, scheduled their vacation to coincide with Laura's memories. And they had written a song about Laura, and we gave them the opportunity to get up on the stage and sing. It was beautiful. And what an event. You know, Laura has fans from all over the world. We've had people from Europe. I'm just amazed at how popular she is. And her popularity just seems to grow year by year.
It really does. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to say, if everybody hasn't gone to the Mansfield pageant, it's a very different experience than the other pageants, and I highly recommend it. And I'm going to try and... Nancy wanted me to tell you, well, first she wanted to know if you would adopt her, and then she says to tell you that you need to update the pageant website.
Yeah, we certainly will. Matter of fact, our director, our playwright and composer, they've been trying to work out a 2013 schedule, and I apologize. We don't have normally I have it by January the 1st, but we've had some problems this year, but we're working through those, and they'll be on the website soon. That's larsmemories.com.
Okay. Phil, I just want to interrupt quick because we got about 30 seconds until some of the people are going to lose the live feed.
Oh, no.
If it's okay, I'm going to keep going. So if it disappears on you, be sure to listen to the recording later, and I'm going to try and get our last caller in.
Okay.
So, and I hope that we can get Phil to come back for a whole hour to talk about the Mansfield pageant and maybe some other people too, because I think you have been a major hit.
Okay, I'll be glad to.
Okay, well, that's great.
Thank you, Sarah, for giving me this opportunity, and God bless all you Laura fans, and I love you, and hope to see you soon.
Well, thank you for coming on, and hopefully we can get something arranged soon to have you back.
Okay, great. Good night.
Night. Okay, and we've got one more caller. Let's see, is this 718? Area code 718? Are you there? Did you want to talk? Okay, I think our last caller may just be a listener. So I did want to go back to Patty here for just a second. Patty, are you there again?
Yes.
Okay, good. While people were I actually kind of cut out when you were telling your KKK story because I'm listening, or because the computer's using Skype, and sometimes it does that to me at important moments. So I didn't quite hear all of it. And some of the other people in the chat room were doing some searching while I was talking to the other guests. And one of them had suggested possibly that the book you were talking about was from the days of Laura Ingalls Wilder, and it was called Child of Promise. Does that sound like it might have been what you were listening to, or what you'd read?
It's been quite a few years, but yeah, that does sound a bit familiar.
Okay, well then I should warn you that that whole Days of Laura Ingalls Wilder series is highly fictionalized, and pretty much nothing that happens in that actually happened. So it's a great story, but you may want to check it out and make sure that was what you were talking about. And otherwise, we will definitely keep our eye out for any other references like that, because you never know. But I just wanted to get that clarification in, and thank you. And I really appreciate you sharing your story. And it's really cool that you had the same birthday.
It is. It is. My I'll tell you what. My mom and I are 43 years apart. And when I told her, she was like, really? And cause she knows a little bit about the Laura story, too. And from the time I was a little girl, I hated winter. I hated everything to do with winter. But as I was growing up and all that, I always liked to write poetry and short stories. And now here I am. I'm writing poetry and short stories online. I have a website, allpoetry.com/exoticbeaches, and that's where I host all my poetry at.
Well, that is just great. So thank you again for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And I just put out a last call in case anybody in the somebody is saying that they may want to call in. We've got a couple more people in the chat room, and I wanted to give them a chance if they wanted to. So let me just send through the number again and see if anybody else does. I really want to thank everybody. I was a little concerned that I might not get anybody to call in and talk with me, because, you know, we usually don't get that many live questions, but we had quite a few live talkers, enough to get through the half hour, and we had about the most active chat room I think we've had in a long time. So thank you, everybody, who came along and helped celebrate Laura's birthday. And I don't know if anybody, I'm not seeing any new calls come in, and I'm not seeing any more conversation in the chat room. So we may be winding it up for tonight. So anybody, you want to stop me going once, going twice? Okay, well, happy birthday, Laura Ingalls Wilder. I'm glad this went so well, and I think that we can do it again next year. So I hope that I will hear from all of you then. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next year. Ta-da!
Thank you.